And good afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is ArtSpeak Radio. Hello, and I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And it is our 2018 Winter Pledge Drive. And we know, you know what that means. It means we are asking for your pledges to your money. We want your money. We want you to support this little old community radio station, because we are here because of you. We've been here, this will be our 30th year on air, and so we need your help in supporting this station. We've got some terrific programmings. We've got public affairs programs. We have just about any sort of musical genre program that you ever want to listen to, jazz and rockabilly and blues and Americana. We have all sorts of music here on KKFI. So you can either donate online at kkfi.org, or you can call us at 888-931-0901. And, you know, as always, we have some thank you gifts for the Winter 2018 Fund Drive. We have the KKFI Collector's T-shirt. For $90 or more, you get this lovely collector's T-shirt in either a women's or men's style. You can look at the design on our website at kkfi.org. We have sizes small through 4X, 2X, you name it, we got it. Also, for $150 or more, you can you can donate for a guest DJ. You'll receive a one-hour guest DJ certificate that allows you or someone you know to become a radio personality for 1 hour on one of our locally produced music shows. So we want to thank you so much for making us a part of your afternoon, and please call us 888-931-0901, because we need you to sustain, to keep this little old radio station going. So thank you so much. I want to get that started. Also, you know, this room is always filled with wonderful creative guests. So today I have Tammy Reuter, Mallory Lindhorst, Allison Patterson, Lee Lynch, Jim Clark, and Arvin Chapman. So we're going to start off talking to Tammy Reuter, who's with Union Station, and she's going to talk about this Bricks and Blues that's happening this Friday, March 2nd, and also, again, March 2nd, February, March, blah, February 2nd and March 2nd. Oof, Maria's a little cuckoo today. So let's get started, and hello to Tammy Reuter.
Hello, and thank you.
Hi. Well, welcome. Let's talk about the Union Station Bricks and Blues. This is happening, and I do want to mention that there's live blues music that's being performed by Jason Vivoni and the Billy Bats, and he's one of our DJs here, so we're happy about that.
I am very excited about that. I love Jason's music, love Jason and his energy he brings. And Kansas City is such a blues area, so what better way than to bring Bricks and Blues together? So Friday night will be our first Bricks and Blues, where we will have Jason starting at 7 o'clock. And included, you can visit the amazing The Art of the Brick exhibit. You can taste some local cuisine. You can taste some local drinks, some beverages, adult beverages. This is a 21 and over event. But you can also, it's such an evening of fun and excitement and creativity from someone that creates music for the blues and then creativity with Lego bricks. And after you've been inspired by Nathan's amazing 115 pieces, you can actually go and build your own piece, or challenge your partner or your friend to who can build the tallest Lego tower and see who can win that competition. So a really fun evening and kind of one of our forays into a first Friday event when it's cold outside and no one wants to walk outside and be cold and be bundled up. Come here and be warm.
You know, last week I took a trip over there, and it was just incredible, the amount of sculptures that Nathan had created. And he was here in the studio last week to talk about his work, but to see it up close and personal, it was really fun. You know, you just can't imagine what it takes to make a masterpiece like Van Gogh's Starry Night or Da Vinci's Mona Lisa, all made from Legos.
Exactly, and he doesn't alter the Legos. Some Lego artists do alter the Legos. He uses the Legos just as they come and the colors that they come in. One of my favorite pieces is an 80-foot dinosaur skeleton.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is 80,000 bricks. And for it coming here, he made it larger because we had such a great space. This is one of the largest spaces he's displayed in. And it's just so inspiring to see the things that he has recreated, like you said, Van Gogh's piece, to his pieces that he created straight from his own imagination and is able to do that. I mean, he started out as a lawyer, and now yeah. he's doing this. And it's so amazing to see, as your kids or yourself played with Legos growing up, what you can even do.
It's really interesting to you know, hold, after you've seen the exhibition, and to be able to sit down and play with Legos. I think it gives you a sense of what it takes, you know, the amount of hours and labor that it takes to create these sculptures that he has, you know.
I totally agree. You know, it's also like when you look at a drawing, you think, oh, it's just simple lines. I could do this. I could recreate this. But the engineering and the creativity to create some of these pieces, one of my favorites is also the stained glass window where he's used the colored clear Legos and the light comes through, and it's like, how did you take the time? And a lot of these pieces, he doesn't map out ahead of time. He just starts creating.
That's terrific. It's just a wonderful exhibition. The Art of the Brick is at Union Station at 30 West Pershing Road in Kansas City, Missouri. Unionstation.org for more information. But we want to talk again about the Bricks and Blues, and it's an after-hours adult 21 and up. It's going to be held in the Exhibition Gallery. That sounds like a lot of fun, with music by our very own Jason Pavone and the Billy Bats.
Exactly. It's a really nice, intimate space where you can just kind of sit back and at your leisure go through the exhibit, sit back and listen to Jason, or go in and create your own sculpture.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to do, and just a different way to spend your Friday night. Date night or friends, doesn't really matter. It is just for 21 and up, but it's a great evening.
And there's going to be some food and some beverages available. And, you know, it's just a terrific evening for the first Friday, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We thought, you know, Bricks and Blues, and the sandwiches are barbecue sliders. So Bricks, barbecue, and Blues. What better combination than those three things?
That? And again, it is on February 2nd. And then again on March 2nd.
That's correct. And the time is 7 to 9. And it's at Historic Union Station, another great place to just hang out and just enjoy the architecture and the environment.
So when do people need to purchase Bricks and Blues separately from the admission?
That is included. So the exhibit is included in your ticket.
Yeah, it's very exciting just to be down there at the Historic Union Station, which is so much fun, and then to go through all these different galleries, the exhibition spaces that are just filled with these sculptures. And Jason Pavone and the Billy Bats will be there providing music, so that sounds like a fun evening.
It'll be a great evening, and you can find more information at unionstation.org and purchase your tickets ahead of time, because it is a limited number of tickets that include the food. So if you want to have that food, go get your tickets now. You can get them at the station as well, or you can get them online.
And I want to tell you that as a special thank you gift for ArtSpeak Radio for your donation to this little community radio station, we are offering a pair of tickets for the Art of the Brick exhibition for a pledge of $25 or more. So Melissa Burns, she got one of those.
Oh, congratulations, tickets, so. And thank you for donating.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's well worth it to support not only the Union Station, Art of the Bricks, but also this little radio station. So thank you so much, Melissa. Yeah, we appreciate that. And again, unionstation.org is the website for more information. And tell us how long the exhibition will be up, the Art of the Brick exhibition, because it opened last week.
It opened last Thursday and Friday to the public, and it will be here through May. So it's not here for a long time. Some of our exhibits will be here longer. This one's short, so it's a great time. And what's fun about this exhibit is it's for all ages. So an engineer can bring his young child, and the engineer can be amazed by how this gentleman has put these bricks together to create these amazing sculptures. I mean, he's recreated, you know, major sculptures. Whistler's Mother is another one that's my favorite.
Yeah.
It is not 2D, it is 3D. And so it's very amazing how all ages, and we've all been touched by Legos at some point, mm-hmm. whether it was our little brother and we were throwing them at each other. Or we've stepped on a few. That's exactly right. So the artistry is over the top, but then the fun and creativity is there as well.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Union Station, 30 West Pershing Road. We all know where that is. It's just a wonderful atmosphere to be there in the historic Union Station. And again, that opens this Bricks and Blues
is this Friday.
Yeah.
Fridays for the next 2 months. And if it goes well, we may extend it through the run of the show. So streetcars right there, so easy to head from one area to the other and join us. So we'd love to have everyone down there.
And, you know, it just makes sense to you know, go to Union Station, get on the streetcar, zip around the Crosstown or Crossroads Art District, and, you know, come back and just have a great time. Yeah.
Exactly. So, a lot of fun things to do.
So I thank you, Tammy Reuter, for coming in. Anything else that we...
We just love to see everyone down at Union Station to enjoy the Art of the Brick. And we love KKFI. And we thank you, Maria, for letting us come on today.
Oh, you bet. We love you, too. And thanks so much. We're going to take a quick break from ArtSpeak Radio, and we'll be right back with this. And that's our beautiful Jason Vivoni. You know, you're going to hear him at the Union Station Blues and Bricks. So, yeah, we're happy to have him as one of our DJs on here on KKFI. But right now, we have the ever-lovely Bill Sundahl, who's going to talk about something very important.
Oh, I just hit the timer on a champions match, so we've cut our time down to 5 minutes because Maria always packs her show with so much great information. So you have 5 minutes, or 4 minutes and 47 seconds, to call 888-931-0901 or go online at kkfi.org and support ArtSpeak Radio, support KKFI, and support your own education about how, you know, all the information I get from this show is amazing. Just this show alone informs me about more arts and culture than I would ever know about any other way. So, plus we have Arts Magazine and Anything Goes. And
yeah, we have some great public affairs programs. But, you know, Bill, I missed out on, I didn't press the championship message, but tell our listeners about the championship.
Of course. So Mark Andrus has basically laid the proverbial $100 bill right in front of me. And if we can't stack another $100 on top of it in the next 4 minutes, then it disappears and turns into thin air, and it will never be seen again. So we don't want to do that. We want to show our community support and honor Mark's donation. And so we want to pick up that $100 and put it in the bank with everybody else's $100 and keep KKFI going for another 30 years of informing and educating and entertaining this community. You. Right, yeah. I'm talking to your neighbor. I mean, it does seem like I might be, but I'm actually talking to you about considering the value of KKFI when you turn on the dial and when you tell your friends, "Oh man, I heard this thing on the radio the other day. It was really cool." And it you know, or I ended up at this art gallery and it was amazing because of this thing I heard on the radio. Well, odds are it was this radio.
Well, you know, we have so much programming. There's something for everyone. But I do want to take a moment right now and just thank Charles Bell for his pledge.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So thank you so much.
Thank
and again,
you, Charles.
Melissa. And remember that the Union Station Art of the Brick tickets, $25 pledge.
Oh,
will help us get to that.
Jeez, we just need
two tickets.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. And that will all go towards the champions match right now. And so now is the time, really, you know, it's to double the impact of your donation and Mark's donation. And Mark Andrus is a generous guy around here and gives a lot of his time. So much time. It's unbelievable. And he's just one person that keeps this place going. I mean, Maria gives a ton of time, too.
But, you know, we're all volunteers here. So, you know, no one really is getting paid for the things that we love to do.
That's my point, exactly, is that it's worth doing and it's worth keeping here. And if you agree with me, if you think that that's a true statement, that that I'm telling you facts right now that are, like, KKFI is
not
important.
Not making this up, folks.
It doesn't happen without everybody's support. So sometimes it's coming in and answering the phone. Sometimes it's writing a check or using your credit card online at kkfi.org or debit card.
Yeah, you just got to call 888-931-0901. Just pull the car over and do what I do. Just whip out my credit card and call 888-931-0901. It's really important. You know, I feel like we're the megaphone of the community.
That's right. I'd like to say it's a megaphone for the voiceless, because it doesn't really – saying we're a voice for the voiceless doesn't really justify what we do. We amplify that voice 100,000 watts and spread it over an 80-mile diameter area. So if you're – you know, you might be in Chillicothe right now going, man, I wonder what's going on in Kansas City today. Tune in Wednesdays at noon, and you'll find out. 1 minute and 9 seconds
Come
left
on,
in
folks.
This champions match. We need those phones lit up. And we need that internet to be burning up now. KKFI.org, 888-931-0901. We do not want to leave generous donations on the table. And so now's the time to act.
We know that you believe in this radio station. We know that you are an avid listener of KKFI. Now just be proactive in calling 888-931-0901, because we need you.
Sure. And we're not asking any one person to lift the entire load. That's what Mark is doing. He's willing to throw down and lighten your load a little bit. And you can lighten his load a little bit by dialing 888-931-0901. And it really is what keeps this place going, is everybody's little bit. Maybe you've thought, I've never really donated. My donation wouldn't amount to anything. Well, that's incorrect.
You matter.
First of all.
Yeah.
And it's even doubly so right now, because Mark has done this champions match to double your donation for the first $100 that comes in. And that's the only way we get the $100 is if you call right now. Oh, there's the timer. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go next door to Pledge Sedgel and see what happened.
Well, we thank you so much, Bill Sundahl.
Maria.
He always comes in with this attitude of give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Really?
I love
Chili
it.
Chili peppers. They were terrible after Sir Psycho Sexy. Everything went downhill from there.
Hey, I'm just.
No, they're not terrible. I'm just kidding. No, I know. Thank you very much, Maria. And thank you for everything you do day in and day out. And I'm going to get out of the way and let the next guest get in here and educate you and entertain you. 888-931-0901.
And we're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio after this. And you're listening to Art Speak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd with you every Wednesday, noon to 1, here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Got off to a little rocky start, but yes, come on, let's call in at 888-931-0901. We want your pledge. We want your support of this little old community radio station, because, we're the voice of the community, and so we hope that you believe in our mission, and you can also pledge online at kkfi.org. So thank you so much for everyone who's called in, and I want to remind you that we have 5 pairs of tickets that if you pledge for $25, you'll receive a pair of tickets for the Union Station Art of the Brick. So we hope that you take advantage of that, because it's well worth it, and it supports Union Station, but most of all, it supports this little radio station, KKFI. So thank you so much for that. Next up, I've got a group of guests here in the studio. I've got Allison Patterson, Lee Lynch, Jim Clark, Averyn Chapman, and Mallory Lynn Horace. Averyn, is that right?
Yes.
Terrific. And I'm going to start off by introducing Allison Patterson. She is the Director of Development Arts KC. She leads fundraising efforts, and she brings 20 years of experience leading both social service and arts organizations through the successful completion of annual fundraising campaigns and special events. And I want to say that Arts KC acts as a central hub of information, resources, and support in Kansas City. Each specific program or service they provide for artists and arts organizations or the community at large. And it was developed to address a need within the local arts ecology. So we want to say welcome to Allison Patterson.
Thank you, Maria. I love being on your show.
We love having you. We love having you, because, you know, Arts KC does so much for the community, and we're really grateful for that.
Thank
because you support so many different programs and organizations. And tell us, you know, what's happening
You know, Maria, our mission is to unleash the power of the arts in our community, and so we're just always looking for every way we can to get that done. Now, we've narrowed that focus, so we promote and support and advocate on behalf of our arts and our arts organizations. But, you know, if you really drill that down, it just is about connecting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are connectors. We connect artists and arts organizations to all sorts of resources here in our community.
Yeah, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the reasons why you're here today is not only to talk about Arts KC, but right now the second portion of the show mm-hmm. is dedicated to arts and prison.
Yes.
And this was highlighted at the Arts KC Annual Inspiration Breakfast. So at the breakfast, they brought together community members to connect them more with Arts KC mm-hmm. and artists and arts organizations. So tell us a bit about arts in prison.
Well, you know what? I'm going to let Lee tell you about Arts in Prison, but, you know, it's this whole connection piece was such, it is really what Arts KC is meant to do. And, you know, this Inspiration Breakfast was just one way. And as it happens, you know, we have our Now Showing program where we connect yeah. artists to the corporate community, lots of, you know, our grant making program. But we had this breakfast where we bring, you know, probably 400 community members together, and Jim Clark just happened to be in the audience. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to highlight one of our grant partners. So again, Arts KC connects arts organizations and artists and organizations that use art in their mission with funding. So I go out, I raise money mm-hmm. so that we can give it to those organizations. And Arts in Prison is one of those.
But I also want to mention that you serve Johnson and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Jackson, Clay, and Platte.
Absolutely. We serve the 5-county region. And, you know, if you're interested in learning about how you can connect, how we can connect you as an artist or an arts organization, please go to our website, artskc.org. So here we were. We wanted to show and highlight this amazing work that Arts in Prison does and what comes out of the dollars that the community gives to Arts KC. Mm. Because you might not ever figure that out, you know, on your own. It's our job to also tell that story. As it happens, Jim was sitting in the audience. He heard Lee speaking, and he knew immediately that they needed to connect. Mm-hmm. And again, mm-hmm. that's what Arts KC does.
Well, and that's the beauty of
yes.
Arts KC is sort of bridging those community, those organizations, those individuals together.
Absolutely.
You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. So we made that connection. And, you know, we've been doing that in the community for almost 20 years now. So we're really, yeah. we're really proud of that.
And if you're listening, Arts KC.org will give you more information about not only that, but the Now Showing program, the Advancing Arts Leaders program, mm-hmm. the grant making program. There's so much there.
Oh, and don't forget artskcgo.com. You know,
that just launched.
Yes, uh-huh. absolutely. And that's where folks can find out about all of these great things that are going on around town. So, you know, go to artskcgo.com if you're looking to go see a performance. Or you're just looking for an arts, or you're looking for something like the Art of the Brick.
And it's also for organizations to reach out to you and put us on the calendar for this.
Absolutely.
For this month.
Absolutely. If you've got an arts organization, or if you are an artist, we have an artist portal on artskcgo.com. Mm-hmm. And artists can create their page, and then the community has a way to connect and find you as an individual artist. Mm-hmm. But if you're a small arts organization, if you're a large arts organization, and you have an event coming up, you can put that event up on artskcgo.com, and it gives our community a wide-ranging resource to be able to find you, and it's free. You know, mm-hmm. again, mm-hmm. we go out and we provide this service to our arts organizations and to our artists so that we can get audiences to your performances, and we can get audiences to know, you know, what the arts organizations, you know, like Arts in Prison, you know, like the Good Samaritan Project, you know, what they are doing in this community.
Yeah.
Because you can't know everything, and we just like to amplify.
Well, and the fact that you do promote the networking, learning, and collaboration among the arts and business communities makes you really valuable, mm-hmm. and you know, to individuals here and in Kansas City and beyond, in different counties.
Great.
And that. So,
yes.
You know, we're going to take a quick break. We have to hear, we'll listen to Take Two, and then we'll be right back with Arts in Prison with Lynn Lynch, Jim Clark, Allison Patterson, Mallory Lindhorst, and another person, Arvin Chapman. We'll be right back after this. And I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd. You're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio, ArtSpeak Radio. Yay, we love that. And I want to give a shout out to Marcia Epstein. Thank you so much, Marcia, for your pledge to this station. And we thank you so much for listening. And shout out to Marcia. So thank you so much. Also, Stephen Boyd. Oh, wait a minute. That's Stephen Boyd. We made the match. We made the match. So thank you all so much for your pledge to this station. It shows us that you really believe in what we're doing here at KKFI. Looking forward to our 30 years in service this year. So thank you so much, Mr. Boyd. Thank you. And also want to mention folks that have pledged online: Betsy Heyman, David A., Rosie Hallett, Ali C., and Geraldine. Thank you so much for your online donations. You all matter. Thank you so much. And don't forget, we have the pairs of tickets to the Art of the Brick for $25 pledge. And, yeah, just make your pledge. We'll get your tickets to you. Yeah, very good. So we're talking about Arts in Prison with Lee Lynch, Jim Clark, Allison Patterson, Averyn Chapman, and Mallory Lindhorst. Averyn, I keep messing up your name. Is that right, Averyn?
Yeah, that's right.
Averyn.
It's Averyn. You got it. Right.
Averyn, very good. So we just heard from Allison Patterson, who mentioned Lee Lynch and Jim Clark and with their organizations with Arts in Prison. So let's go to Jim Clark. And hello, Jim. Thank you so much for coming in today.
It is great to be here. Thanks.
You bet. Now, Good Samaritan Program response is for people needing a second chance here in the States. Tell us a little bit more about what your program is about.
Great. Well, thank you. It starts with, we got involved with this to meet Arts in Prison by Ada Cook, who's a local renowned artist.
We love her, yeah.
And she invited Eva Reynolds Gallery, which is where we're going to host the event here shortly, to it. And I was invited to attend and sat through the presentation and found out what Arts in Prison was about. What Good Samaritan Response is we help folks basically get a second chance coming mm-hmm. out of prison or drug mm-hmm. rehab. We're very involved in Lansing Prison anyway mm-hmm. with hiring people and helping people get a second chance. We have a group of local companies that's growing every day, and we try to connect CEOs and business owners with people that are on the side of the road mm-hmm. that unless they do something, they're not going to make it. They're going to go back to prison. So it's a lot of fun. It's a rewarding environment. But I will tell you that in prison, the idea of having art is very difficult to imagine because prison's kind of like hell. Mm-hmm. And for mm-hmm. someone, and I spent 39 months in federal prison, mm-hmm. Just the idea that you would have an art program there and offer that to the folks as they go through the process, and you'll hear about shortly, is awesome.
You know, and I want to ask you about that, Arts in Prison. What do you say to people who say, well, why should they have that opportunity? Why does that exist? Lee?
Well, I'll tell you, we hear that why question all of the time, and that's one of the reasons we are so grateful for Arts KC, as we are grant recipients of Art KC. And when we go out and try to raise money, that we hear that why and but all of the time. That's a great program, but you're talking yeah. about yeah. prisoners. Well, you know, Jim talks about a second chance, and for a lot of people that are inside prison right now, this is really their first chance. They've never had an opportunity or a chance to find out what they're made of and what they can develop into. And so we find that having arts programs inside of the prison gives them an opportunity to reconnect with their better self, to get to know themselves better, to learn skills which are going to benefit them when they're out in the community trying to find employment. Jim's absolutely right. You can't sustain a crime-free life once you're released from prison if you don't have a job that can support you.
Well, Leah, what we talk a lot about that we connected on more than anything else is, you know, I was born on third base. I had a mom and a dad and a college and all that. A lot of the folks that I live with in Leavenworth and that we have in prison, you know, they never were on base. And just given a chance. I mean, I know this is hard if you envision this, but these are really, really great people that could be you. But if they just have a chance and they come out of prison and they pay their debts to society, if they just get a chance to have a 401k or to be working in a company and respected and not judged. And who are we to judge, right? Yeah. But the folks I worked with at Leavenworth, the folks that were on my crew and they were around me and they were bunkmates and cellmates and everything, you know, some were just unbelievably great people, but you'll never find them. And the amazing thing about this connection is that people that are in the art program, in arts in prison, that are artistic, happen maybe to be really good computer-aided designers. And it turns out companies want to hire that. So it kind of just all fits together with you just have a heart for people. And the fact that they do such a wonderful job, we hear about what arts in prison is, that it just treats people like human beings. That's such a remarkable thing.
We should
be applauded for that.
The thing, it's often difficult to get inmates to participate in further education while they're in prison. School wasn't their thing probably when they were out on the street. But very few of them have ever had a failure experience with art. So they're willing to try it, whether it's drawing a picture, creating a sculpture, singing in a choir, writing a poem, performing in a play. They've never had an opportunity to do it, and they do it, and it's great, and it's amazing, and it elevates their sense of self and their sense of purpose. And the most important thing that I hear over and over again is it creates hope. And once you have hope, now you have a chance.
And I want to mention that Arts in Prison has provided arts education and programming in all units of Lansing Correctional Facility, the Topeka Correctional Facility, the United States Penitentiary at Leavenworth, and juvenile detention centers in Johnson and Wyandotte counties, Kansas, Jackson and Clay counties in Missouri. And, you know, one of the things that I find you know, with this Good Samaritan Project response, is that they state when released, people who have been incarcerated have two basic goals: get a job and find a place. And unfortunately, they, you know, need others to help them with their the program, like the business owners' purpose of. I'm just stuttering all over the place.
No, let me help you.
You have so many programs that can help them through that, right?
Right. Well, if you've been in prison for 20 years or 30 years and maybe never had a cell phone or know how things work, you're how to get in front of a business owner with a felony and get a job is almost impossible, right? And I think one of the things we learned is, and there's lots of stereotypes. You may have an opinion of somebody that's been in prison is like. We'll meet somebody.
Yeah.
And what we really find, it is extremely rewarding to have people that are on the side of the road, so to speak, without a chance, save a life. But what is unbelievably rewarding is that when you do that in a company where you say, as an executive, I believe in second chances. I believe that is a value of the company. To watch how people in the company respond. How do you create a family-oriented company these days? Well, that's one of the ways, by saying, we believe in second chances. And you put on top of that the ability and the inspiration of art. And the arts and when I was sitting in the audience and heard about Arts in Prison and what some of these folks have been through and what they do in prison, it's exhilarating. Imagine if you're there all day and you're living in hell and it's all dark, but you take a period of time where you get inspired.
You know, and if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Lynn Lynch, Jim Clark, and we're going to talk to Mallory Lindhorst and Averyn Chapman here about Arts in Prison. So I want to hear from your perspective, Averyn, what your experience with Arts in Prison is like.
Yeah, of course. So for me, one of the most important things about a program like Arts in Prison is it gives the incarcerated purpose. Every day when I get up, like, it brought me a little bit of joy saying, oh, yeah, I still have to do this tonight, and I still have to do that. And this is in a place where it's sentenced to just be, you know, we're just warehouse there, we're set still, and believe it or not, there's not a lot of educational opportunities offered mm-hmm. by the facility itself. Mm-hmm. And so when Arts in Prison comes in, they not only have these educational opportunities, but they're also fun. They're things that you can be open to doing. And where I'm from, in prison, you'll meet a lot of minorities, people who grew up in a box. And in this little box, this area of the hood, the ghetto, whatever you want to call it, you're raised to believe certain things. And we grow up learning about a certain lifestyle, and that mm-hmm. lifestyle mm-hmm. is what led us to prison. And so with these programs, it opens us up to a different lifestyle and the activities that come with that. And not only that, but the people that come with that. And so we're exposed to these wonderful people who we never knew before, were out there, who are concerned about us and care about mm-hmm. Our growth and us being released from prison and never coming back. And so we run into so many different people. We're allowed to network and also have fun. One of the first programs that I ran into with Arts in Prison was the choir. I'm not a singer, far from it. But I seen these guys dressed up, the best blues, their uniforms on, they're getting ready to go out. They all got these binders with them. They're walking, they're smiling. I'm headed to the chow hall. I'm getting ready to go eat lunch, and they're headed away from me. And I'm like, where are all these people going? I see them going towards the gate to go outside of the fence. I was like, mm-hmm. why are they leaving prison? Like, I want to go with them. And so I seen a guy who I knew, and I stopped and I asked him. I said, hey, what are you guys doing? Where are y'all going? And he was like, we're going out to sing. And I was like, to sing? What do you mean to sing? And he was like, well, it's the East Hill Singers. And so just the joy that was on their face, I was instantly like, well, I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? I want to be a part of it. Like, I know I can't sing, but it was just something I wanted to do. And that's how it is with most of the programs.
I want to say Averyn's developed into quite an excellent singer. The East Hill Singers.
You got a microphone right in front of you, honey.
The East Hill Singers is our oldest program. It's the first program we brought into Lansing Correctional Facility over 20 years ago. And they come outside of the facility four times a year to sing in the greater community. We'll be out in April and May, so watch our website.
Well, I know that the programs not only include choirs, but also visual arts, painting, drawing, sculpting, mixed media, performing arts, theater, public speaking, literature, writing, poetry, stories, and so on, guitar, yoga, and so on. Averyn, do you continue to make art, to sing? Has this been now life-changing in a sense for you, in that you didn't know this is something that you would really gravitate towards and enjoy?
Averyn participated in easily more than half a dozen of our programs, so his wide range of talents.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely still sing. You know, one of the crazy things is I'll be sitting, I may be watching a commercial. I might be watching TV and a commercial will come on, mm-hmm. and it'll be like a commercial with an old song, but it's a classic song. And I would know the words to it because of the East Hill Singers. And I'm like, I can't believe I really know the words to this. It could be Santa Lucia or just some song that I just would never ordinarily know the words to. And it's like, wow. And so I'll be able to sing in the car. I remember just little songs and stuff. But I was also a part of the poetry club that they have there. They offer philosophy classes where we learn a little bit about different philosophical theories and things like that. Book club was one of my favorite. I actually started reading Harry Potter, which is another thing I thought I'd never do, just from where I'm from. That's just not a go-to book, let alone reading itself. But it was just something that I was exposed to along the way. And Arts in Prison just has a ton of classes like that. And like Mallory, she does theater. That was something that I wanted to participate in, but it was on a different compound at the time. But it's just so many different things that Alfred.
I want to give Mallory a chance to talk, but I want to jump in one more time and brag on Averyn a little bit. When he was in book club, they were talking about whether or not to, it was the current events class, and they were talking about whether or not to assign homework to the inmates between classes. And Averyn actually said, no, we need homework, please. He said, please give us some, because it gives me something else to do during the day, during the time when I'm not here in class.
You know, and I just want to mention before we get to Mallory, I want to mention that we are talking to Mallory Lynn Horse and Averyn Chapman, Lee Lynch, Jim Clark, Arts in Prison. And the vision is for Arts in Prison is responsible people living in healthy communities. And I also love this mission statement, to provide educational and personal growth opportunities through the arts for inmates, volunteers, and community to motivate and inspire positive change. So, you know, thank you for that. Mallory, what is your role in Arts in Prison?
So I'm an instructor of theater with Arts in Prison, and I'm currently studying theater as a form of rehabilitation. And with that, I found that art behind bars is crucial for humanity because art innately instills empathy within society. Whether you're spectating or actively engaging in any art faction, art enables us to learn about others, and in turn, our own disposition in life can be examined. And one of the most fascinating things I'm learning is that art allows us to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And this is something that inmates aren't encouraged to do. Society tells them, you've made a mistake or a series of bad choices, so you deserve to be in prison. Art tells us, hey, you've made a mistake. What can we change? What can we make different here? 80% plus or so of inmates currently incarcerated at Lansing have an out date. We need a society that enables inmates to be released back into their communities, having had some type of rehabilitative experience, which art does just that.
Terrific. You know, the guiding principles that you all have listed here, if I could read just a few, we believe that it is possible for inmates to change their lives. We believe that involving trained community volunteers with inmates during arts classes and programs provide effective mentoring that helps inmates change their behavioral patterns. And we believe that arts programs can be transforming experiences for inmates, volunteers, and community.
I want to highlight a few things there. Uh-huh. First is that our programs are all led by volunteer instructors. We are a small organization with a teeny tiny staff, and it's incredible the number of people we have willing to volunteer their time to come in and share their talents with the inmates. And the inmates really feel that impact, too. You've been sent off to prison and literally locked away from humanity, but these people are willing to give up their weeknight, their time with their family to come in and spend time and be with you. The mentoring component, absolutely anybody that comes in and stands up in front of a class becomes a role model and a mentor. But Arts in Prison is a lead organization in the Mentoring for Success program, which is an actual mentoring program for inmates getting ready to come back out into the community. When Mallory's talking about the impact that arts can have and the things that she's seen, we get the best of the best, men and women who have already understand they need to make a change if they're going to be successful when they get out. But even in those people, you see their changes being made as they practice their art, whichever form it is. Elvira Voth, when she founded us, the organization, more than 20 years ago, when you ask why should people care about arts in prison, why should an inmate get an art class when my grandchild in kindergarten can't have an art class? And Elvira said, all those inmates are coming home, and they're either coming home with hate in their eyes or hope in their heart. And that's our focus, putting hope in their hearts.
And I want to mention, Lee Lynch is with Arts and Programs, as well as Mallory Lynn Horse and Evren Chapman. Do I say your name different every time?
Yeah. I've heard about three different
times. Yeah, but we're happy that you're here. Also, Jim Clark, who is with the Good Samaritan Program Response. Now, and all together, they provide these programs for prison for inmates in all. Yep. So for more information about Arts in Prison, the website is artsinprison.org.
Correct.
Do you have any other sort of media outlet?
We're on Facebook, and we have our website, and that's where you can go to learn about us.
And Jim Clark?
Well, I have a cell phone number, 913-210-9252, and we also have a big event coming up.
Very good. I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. So what's coming up, Jim? Tell us.
So this all started with Ada Cook inviting Eva Reynolds Gallery to the Arts KC. And Eva has a gallery in Prairie Fire. And we're having an event on February 16th, Friday night, to raise funds for Arts in Prison. It goes from 5:30 to 7:30. So let me set the stage. This is Prairie Fire. This gallery, over the last 10 weeks, hosted an exhibition for Mark English, who's the number one illustrator in the history of the United States.
Absolutely.
That gallery, and Eva's hosting it, is going to host Arts in Prison, an event just for them. So it's on a Friday night. Prairie Fire is a great place to go. It's a really exciting place. There's music outside. You'll come in. It'll be a first-class operation. Eva's been involved in the arts business here for over 30 years. Ada Cook painted an original piece of art for the Good Samaritan Project. It'll be there for sale or for donation or whatever else. But it's really a celebration of the arts. And
So for more information, where would people get details?
Well, it'll be all over here in a couple of days. It'll be on ArchKC's website. Okay. I'm sure it'll be on Arch in Prison. Mm-hmm. It'll be on Ever Reynolds' site, everreynolds.com, and you can get all that information there. But it'll be a really a fun event because in a gallery that hosted Mark English, now you're hosting Arts in Prison and just celebrating the arts.
It's celebrating the arts, and we'll have many of our former inmate arts participants present, too. We'll be sharing information with you. You'll be hearing testimony, really to get to that, why should I care? Why does it matter to me? Why should we be supporting doing something like art behind prison walls?
And on the website, do you also have work from inmates and that or writing that?
We do. We have some images, some of the visual art images. You can see photos from performances by the choir or the drama programs that we have there.
Very good. Now I'm just going to take a second and go around the table and just give us your final thoughts or words because we're winding down this hour. But we'll start with you, Lee, if that's all right.
Absolutely. I get to speak a lot about prison and why we all need to care about prison. And I will tell you right now in the United States, one in every 28 children have a parent who is currently incarcerated. That means one child in every classroom, in your child's classroom, in your grandchild's classroom, is currently incarcerated. And that person will be coming home. And you are impacted. Your child is impacted. You are impacted. Inmates come home. They are your coworkers, your fellow worshipers, your neighbors, the people you run into at the park. We need to care about their state of mind when they come home.
Thank you.
So I think that Arts in Prison has made the most difference in my incarceration as far as my growth is concerned. I've been able to do more constructive, productive things throughout my incarceration, and I think that it's a huge part in the person that I am coming out of prison and transitioning, even in keeping in touch with the people that I've met while being in there. It just gives me a completely different circle of people that I can interact with and keep me encouraged and keep me lifted up. So that's all thanks to Arts in Prison.
Terrific. And Jim?
Thank you. It's great to be here at KKFI. Big supporters as well as wonderful to be associated with Arts in Prison. We're honored with that kind of organization. As far as Good Samaritan Response in our program, we're out every day talking to company CEOs. We're out every day trying to find people that need a second chance. But let me just say something very specific. When you're in prison, you have no hope. When you're in prison, sometimes you don't think you're ever going to make it. And you are really at a point where anything that you can have that gives you some type of beauty and some hope is dramatic. And I will tell you, we had guys in Leavenworth that would walk through the visitor center just to smell perfume. There's no color. Yeah. There's no anything. Yeah. So to put Arts in Prison in a gallery on Friday night and emphasize beauty is one of the most beautiful things you could do. And if you haven't seen and been around in Arts in Prison, come out, support Arts in Prison. And if you're interested in any way, shape, or form to give people a second chance, there's just so many different ways, but there are so many different people that are on the side of the road, and that's who we love.
Very good. Mallory?
Yeah, and similar to what Jim was just saying, art is the reason I wake up in the morning, and it's the reason I stay up late at night. And to give that to the incarcerated is giving them purpose. And I think that's one of the biggest things that Arts in Prison does is it gives people hope and gives people purpose. And that's why I'm here with Arts in Prison.
That's terrific. Well, thank you so much, Mallory Lindhorst, Lee Lynch, Jim Clark, Averyn Chapman. He's like smiling. I think she's close to pronouncing my name. Thank you so much. And you know, I definitely want you to all back again, and we can share some more with our audience and tell us more of your programs and upcoming events, because I think this is a huge conversation to have and make people aware that you know, arts can change lives. Arts matter, and we need to be aware of that. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I also want to thank, with that, I want to thank Ada Koch. We love our Ada Koch. She sort of was the instigator of this conversation today. So we love our Ada, and she's just a wonderful person. So thank you for your pledge, Ada. Also, thank you everyone else who pledged online or called up the station at 888-931-0901. I think this is a first. ArtSpeak made its goal. Yay. And we thank you. Thank you for your support in that. Also, I want to thank Allison Patterson and Tammy Reuter from the Union Station. Thank you so much. You know, I can tell you that next up is our Jazzy Jazz Jeff Harshberger. He's coming up next at 1 o'clock, 1 to 3. Then 3 to 6, we have Groovy Grant, Old G's Hangout. And then I believe, you're on your own. You can listen to anything you want to here on KKFI because we have everything for you. I know American Roots is up and Classical Challenge. Forget what's on at 6, but you can look at our website, kkfi.org. And not only while you're browsing our website, you can pledge online. I want to mention that next week, February 7th, we have Sandy Van Tool, Joe Williams, Joshua Smith, and Charlotte Eve Costa, who will be here in the studio with us. Thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart for your support for this 2018 Winter Pledge. Thank you all. We love you. And, honey, I'm coming home.